Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 5th of September. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we explore why it's important to know your identity in Christ. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn again to Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 18, today from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. Spiritual blessings in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things, according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints. Amen. Have you noticed how much of our identity is based on relationships? For example, I am a husband, a dog father, an uncle, a corps officer, and so on. My relationships help to define who I am. Some of your relationships show you how to find your identity in Christ. Paul tells us that God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family. When we become a Christian, we are adopted into the family of other believers, and we live that out in our local church family. They help show you how to find your identity in Christ. God has adopted us as his children. He has brought us into his family and made us all heirs along with Jesus. The church family you worship with each week are all related to God through Christ. God longs to have a relationship with each one of us, and he wants us to learn to love each other too. The family of God will last forever. One day we will all get to spend eternity with him. If you want to know how to find your identity in Christ, then simply spend time exploring it in the beautiful family God has given you. If you want to explore a little bit deeper into those thoughts today, then you might want to use this question. How has God's family helped you better understand who you are? And I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional, when we explore how our identity in Christ helps us see what our responsibilities are and what they're not.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.